I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and co-host Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy. He maintains the Long War Journal. I highly recommend it. Story of our lives against the jihadists who are relentless. Some of those jihadists are in Lebanon. David Daoud of the FDD helps us watch Lebanon very carefully. You will recall initially there was something called a ceasefire. That seems arbitrary now because of the ongoing and always escalating conflict with Hezbollah. David, a very good evening to you. What are you watching for, lessons learned in 25, in 26 from Lebanon and from especially the Hezbollah leadership? Good evening to you.
Good evening, General. I think the thing I'm primarily looking for, we've talked about this in this show before, Lebanon has the ultimate obligation to disarm Hezbollah. Not only that, given that Lebanon is the sovereign over the territory of Lebanon where Hezbollah is based, it is the only power arguably that is capable of putting an end to Hezbollah as we know it. This is beyond the capabilities of the IDF to invade a foreign country. And to do that, the Lebanese government and army have a much better chance of doing that. And what I've been looking for, given those factors, is to see if Lebanon's words are lining up with what we're seeing from reality, where Lebanon, you know, especially now coming up with the end of the year, there's a deadline coming up, the deadline that the LAF is supposed to have met of entirely disarming Hezbollah, at least in the South Litani sector, so south of the Litani River. So what I'm looking for, given that I track, as Bill knows, daily Israeli operations in Lebanon against Hezbollah, are any Hezbollahis or Hezbollah operatives being killed south of the Litani River for regeneration efforts specifically? And as far as can be told, unless the Israelis are lying, which, you know, they're putting out sufficient evidence to demonstrate that they're not, it seems like these people are being killed still south of the Litani River for being involved in regeneration efforts. So the Lebanese government's claims that it is finished or almost finished with cleaning Hezbollah south of the Litani River does not add up to the facts where, you know, today some Hezbollah operatives were killed in South Lebanon. Yesterday there was some killed in Yalta. There was one operative killed in Yalta. These operatives are being killed south of the Litani River, and the IDF is claiming they're not just being killed because of their presence. They're being killed because they're acting in violation of the ceasefire to rebuild Hezbollah's presence, capabilities in the area that the Lebanese government is telling us they've almost cleared of Hezbollah, which takes me back to a statement. I think I mentioned it before on this show, July 8th of 2025, when Al-Mayadeen, a pro-Hezbollah outlet that is akin to Al Jazeera, it's the, you know, the Shiite Al Jazeera, so to speak. The interviewer asked Hezbollah's new Secretary General, Naim Qassem, you know, at that time, the Lebanese government had said it had cleared something like 500 Hezbollah installations from South Lebanon. And it had been, you know, maybe 80% complete. We've been hearing that number for God knows how long. And the interviewer asked Naim Qassem about this, like, well, what about the 500 positions? And Naim Qassem responds, they've dismantled what they found, what they've seen. Thank God the country is vast. And again, this is not to say that the Lebanese government has not taken over any Hezbollah installations in South Lebanon, or that they've taken no action against Hezbollah throughout the country. But from what we can tell, they are not taking over active Hezbollah installations that Hezbollah is still insisting on retaining, building up. They're taking over things that Hezbollah has abandoned, that have been damaged by the Israelis, and then turning around to the international community and saying, we are effectively acting, we are meaningfully acting against Hezbollah. Meanwhile, they're taking over. You know, it's like evicting someone from an abandoned house. They've already abandoned it. So again, looking whether the Lebanese government, whether Beirut's actions match its words, and I see a severe mismatch.
Bill, you have a question for David.
Hello, David. UNIFIL, or the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, it was established in 1978. That's 47 years ago, some interim there. It's its mandate is expiring in December 2026 as there's pressure to get the Lebanese armed forces to disarm Hezbollah in south of Lebanon. Do you think that the UNIFIL's mission, apparently this is supposed to be the final extension for UNIFIL, do you see UNIFIL going away? And do you think that UNIFIL could ever work to achieve the goal of disarming Hezbollah, or helping the Lebanese armed forces disarm Hezbollah?
Well, I'm glad you put it that way, because so often it's misunderstood that it's UNIFIL's mandate to disarm Hezbollah. And look, Bill, interim history is thousands and thousands of years old. So in the grand scheme of history, what's 47 years? I'm being facetious. Look, as you put accurately, right? You put it accurately. Can UNIFIL ever help the Lebanese armed forces disarm Hezbollah? The question then there is, will the tip of the spear in this equation, the Lebanese armed forces take the initiative, and then UNIFIL can assist, which was what its mandate was, you know, under its mandate, what the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon was supposed to be after Resolution 1701 in 2006. Right, its mandate was made, quote, more robust. I think that was Condi Rice's word. It was supposed to, if, you know, where the LAF went, UNIFIL was supposed to go follow and support and offer support. But again, the onus then is on Beirut. It is on Lebanon, on the Lebanese armed forces, at least on Beirut, to give orders to the Lebanese armed forces to implement the disarmament of Hezbollah. So absent that, UNIFIL will continue to do what UNIFIL has been doing for decades, which is to monitor, to patrol, to act as a tripwire, and not a very effective one at that. And they're not effective at monitoring. We've seen, several cases, not just from 2006. I mean, this is to the crazy making part of the Lebanon saga for me, that it was almost bookends. 2006, the IDF goes into South Lebanon and finds the early, what they call the Shmuat HaTeva, the so-called nature reserves, Hezbollah's tunnel network. Some of the openings were near UNIFIL positions. And in Operation Northern Shield, where the IDF, I think it was early 2019, if I'm not mistaken, the IDF had uncovered a bunch of Hezbollah tunnels leading into northern Israel. Yet again, their openings were near UNIFIL positions. And again, during the war, there were similar Hezbollah posts during near UNIFIL positions. Also, I think it was last month, as I detailed in one of my entries for Long War Journal, in the town of Blida, if I'm not mistaken, in South Lebanon, you have Hezbollah installations and Hezbollah's regeneration going on near hundreds of meters away from the Ghanaian battalion, the battalion from Ghana, their position near Blida. So UNIFIL's not even effective.
30 seconds. Go ahead.
UNIFIL has even been ineffective at just watching the situation accurately.
The money, is it still coming into Hezbollah to rebuild?
Absolutely. Partially from Iran. There was a report in Yediot Ahronot the other day saying that Iran may even increase its $700 million annual allotment to Hezbollah. Beyond that, we know that $2 billion has reached Iran, is according to open source Reuters, Ashok, also since the ceasefire. But Hezbollah also has, and I keep emphasizing this, its own independent money-generating channels that have nothing to do with Iran. So money's coming in partially from Iran, partially from Hezbollah's own sources.
David Daoud, Bill Raggio, I'm John Best.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. coffee, Lucky Socks, and now New Morning Uncrustable Sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, New Morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with New Morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.